The CEO of UT Financial Holdings, Prince Kofi Amuabeng, has been dragged to court on a charge of fraud. He is in a criminal suit with another, John Adu, a Solicitor General Secretary at a state housing company. Mr. Amuabeng was not in court, but the company lawyer for UT Financial Services explained that his client was out of the country. The second defendant to the suit, John Adu, was granted a 300,000 cedi bill with two sureties after pleading not guilty to abetment of crime. Correspondent Amasewa Bediako has filed this report.
Presenting the facts before the circuit court, DSP Aidan Derry said on deciding to sell her landed property, Na Otu Asorin, the complainant, entered into a sale and purchase agreement with one Alexander J., now deceased. The agreed purchase price was $280,000 to be paid in three installments. A down payment of $100,000 was paid at the first installment, but the late Alexander J. failed to pay the remaining amount. Around that time, Madame Otu Asorin was due to travel to the UK and so borrowed 25,000 cedis from UT Bank using the title deed of her house, number 23 Ringway Estate, as collateral. She prepared and signed a deed of assignment with regards to the sale transaction with the view that the final transaction will be witnessed by her lawyer before handing over to UT upon full payment. But in May 2006, the late Alexander J. used the said document, which was in the care of Mr. Amuabeng, to secure a loan facility from HFC Bank worth 1,279,000 cedis. DSP Derry said in September the following year, Mr. Amuabeng, without authority from Madam Otu Asorin, wrote a letter to the state housing company informing them that the late Alexander J. had purchased the property at the Ringway Estates. In the said letter, Prince Kofi Amuabeng requested for the consent of state housing to assign the property to the late Alexander J. Before then, however, the CEO of UT Financial Services had long released the documents to the property to the late AJ. The Solicitor Secretary at the State Housing Company is joined to the suit for signing a letter of consent to assign and to mortgage the house when he has no capacity to do so.
That was Amasewa Bediako's report.